Ready?
I was born ready.
I can honestly say that's the best news I've heard all day.
Joe Torti Show.
Kind of reminded me of a dark, gothic Neil Diamond.
That's like exactly what I'm going for.
This is the Joe Torti Show.
What show are you listening to?
Joe Torti Show.
I'm trying to be patient, but you're making it incredibly difficult.
I can say big loud things. I can be dramatic with him.
Can we just end this already?
Now it's time. The Joe Torti Show.
Yes, it is. What is going on, Philadelphia? Joe Torti here with you, 97.5, The Fanatic. After my favorite hour on the station, the crossover with Devon Givens. Try to get that rolling more often here. But for now, it's you and me until midnight. We're going to continue this Sixers conversation, obviously, as they continue to dominate a whole lot of the discussion in the city. But one of the major headlines across the NFL today, and an eyebrow raiser as far as I'm concerned, was the Minnesota Vikings moving on from their offensive coordinator, our one, our only, the once and potential future offensive guru here in Philadelphia, John DeFilippo. And here's the thing, right? There's going to naturally be a discussion about John DeFilippo as a potential return to Philadelphia. I have thoughts on this. I have a lot of thoughts on this, about the whole thing, about whether it's a good idea, whether it's a bad idea, whether it's likely, whether it's unlikely. I got a lot. But I want to hear from you. Simple question as we start out this portion of the show. Are you interested in a reunion with John DeFilippo? Do you think that it's a good idea? If so, why? If not, why not? Pretty simple. 610-632-0975. I'm going to get into where I come down on this. First, I want to talk to TJ in South Jersey, who's been holding. What's going on, TJ?
What's up, my man?
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good.
So, I mean, I have a couple points, and then I'll answer your question real quick.
Sure.
So my mindset for the Eagles for the remaining three games and the rest of the season is essentially just to enjoy it while it lasts. Football season, it's coming to an end. Likelihood of us making the playoffs and extending our season are very slim. So I'm just going to, rather than being critical for the last three games, I'm just going to sit and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Well, I think that's an approach that not a lot of people have been able to take, because it's either been like, hey, this season doesn't matter at all because they won the Super Bowl, or, hey, you're the Super Bowl champions, this is a disgrace. So I'm glad that you can get some enjoyment out of it.
Yeah, I mean, I've been super critical of, obviously, the earlier parts of the season, but like I just said, I mean, at this point, there's no real reason to get, you know, angry about the performance. It's more just, like I said, enjoying it. But then for the Sixers, I mean, I'm all in on the Sixers ever since, especially they got Butler. I mean, they've been killing it. They're so entertaining to watch. Just about every game I love. So, I mean, I'm all in on the Sixers. Just going to enjoy the Eagles for the rest of the season, man. Trying to stay positive and in a good mood.
That's good, man. That's awesome, TJ. What do you have on DeFilippo? You in or you out?
I think I'm in. I mean, obviously, something needs to change or go back to the way it was. Whatever it is, I think I'm in on it. Hopefully, if it does come to fruition, he does come back, does come here, you know, it all obviously wish well, want it all to work out. So, I mean, that's my mindset, again, sticking with the positive mindset with it.
Well, all right, man. TJ, thanks for the phone call. I think that you speak for a lot of people in Philadelphia when it comes to John DeFilippo, thinking that, well, because here's the thing. Inherently, right, this is something that I've learned. I moved out this way when I was 6 years old. And in that time, I've learned that this is a city that is very fond of its own. And when you win a Super Bowl, the city's only Super Bowl ever, John DeFilippo, you are one of our own. Regardless of everything else, regardless of his background and his local ties and everything else, just by being here on that team and taking the role that he did in getting Carson Wentz and Nick Foles ready to perform at the highest level, you've become one of our own. But there's something that I definitely think that we need to discuss here when it comes to John DeFilippo. First things first, should you want John DeFilippo to come back in some kind of capacity? As soon as he got fired after the 21-7 loss to the Seattle Seahawks, when I think that Minnesota over their last four games has averaged like 12 points per game. Like, they've been brutal. They've been truly, truly bad in this last stretch. And I pointed it out with Devon when we were doing the crossover show. I don't think it's blasphemous to say that position by position, at least in terms of the weapons, if you take the quarterbacks out of it, position by position in terms of the weapons, the Vikings have at least as good, and I would say better, weapons than the Eagles do offensively. So it makes you wonder what would happen if John DeFilippo were to come back in any kind of offensive role. Because the first thing that was happening that I heard on Twitter was, all right, great. Fire Mike Groh, bring John DeFilippo in to be the offensive coordinator, and all is well again. There's a couple of things that we need to think about, though. We talked about the results of what the Vikings have done with some talent offensively. With John DeFilippo, you know, kind of calling the shots, you're talking about a guy in DeFilippo who did not have the ideal run-pass balance that we talked about. Minnesota has thrown the ball the second most of any team in the NFL. Only the Pittsburgh Steelers at 67.21% have thrown the ball more than Minnesota's 66.99%. It has been a situation where Minnesota has thrown the ball a heck of a lot. Now, compared to last year, when Minnesota was at 54.07%. I know that's Case Keenum back there instead of Kirk Cousins, but the results have not been there for Minnesota with Dalvin Cook, with Latavius Murray there. That's a backfield that's at least good enough. I know that Cook's been banged up, but when he has been playing, he's looked explosive. They have not opted to do that in order to protect or maximize what they have gotten out of their would-be franchise quarterback. When you look at it, though, there's also history that a lot of people, you know, aren't necessarily looking at either. And it is John DeFilippo. Would he want to come back to Philadelphia? And I would say no, for a couple of different reasons. Well, first of all, he'll take a job. He'll take a paycheck. So, you know, if Philadelphia wants him to come back, he'd consider it. But a couple of things that we need to consider here. First things first, this is Doug Peterson's team. Just for the record, offensively, there's going to be no changes in terms of the way that Doug Peterson calls the plays. He's confident in his play calls. Why shouldn't he be? He coached a team to the Super Bowl by calling the plays. So when you look at John DeFilippo, who goes from a position with the Eagles quarterback coach not calling plays, going to Minnesota and having the ability to call plays, I find it hard to believe that he's going to want to go backwards into an offensive coordinator position where he's not calling the plays. That's number one. Number two is that there is some significant history after the 2016 season when John DeFilippo was in vogue. The Jets wanted John DeFilippo to come and be their offensive coordinator after Chan Gailey retired, and Jeffrey Lurie said no. And that was after John DeFilippo spent 09 with the Jets as the quarterbacks coach under Rex Ryan. If you are thinking, hey, what was important about the Jets in 09? It was when they were starting to build up to the Mark Sanchez actual AFC championship game Jets when Sanchez was playing really well. John DeFilippo was an essential part of that. So, by all accounts, John DeFilippo not bitter about it or anything like that, but he was blocked from pursuing a better professional opportunity by the Philadelphia Eagles. It works out. He gets a Super Bowl ring, but I don't think that John DeFilippo has forgotten about that. And I think that it's a lot more difficult to look bitter when you have to go back into work with the same guys. Of course, John DeFilippo is going to be upbeat, but he was denied a promotion. I know that it's his hometown team. I know that he was excited. He said all of the right things about remaining a coach in Philadelphia. But those two things, I think, loom large. The lack of ability of John DeFilippo to call plays in Philadelphia, and also the history of DeFilippo being blocked from interviewing with the Jets for their offensive coordinator vacancy 2 years ago. I think that stuff matters. Where do you come down on this? Do you want John DeFilippo to come in to Philadelphia? Do you want him to be the next offensive coordinator? Do you want him to come in as some kind of Hugh Jackson consultant? What do you want to see? 610-632-0975. You can also catch up on Twitter at Joe Torti at 97.5 The Fanatic. We'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic. The Mike Missinelli Show.
Are your nipples out there? Put them out there.
Watch weekdays 2 till 5.
And till 6.
God, don't take that from me!
On 97.5, The Fanatic.
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about 1 million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
...we wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam, no more falling down your leg, added arch support...
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said,
when we donate 1 million pairs of socks, I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. 1 million pairs.
And one Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/thefanatic and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/thefanatic.
Now is the perfect time to try FanDuel Sportsbook, because FanDuel Sportsbook is offering a $500 risk-free bet. That's a $500 bet completely risk-free. Not sure what to use your $500 risk-free bet on? What about the NFL, NBA, or NHL championship? Who are you taking right now? I like New Orleans for the NFL. You can place a $500 risk-free bet on any game or sport when you use my code Jason. FanDuel Sportsbook is available in New Jersey. You can download the app, deposit, and check out the lines from anywhere, but you'll only be able to place bets in Jersey. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to bet from anywhere in New Jersey. Sign up with the promo code Jason and make your first bet on any money line, spread, or prop. If you lose, FanDuel Sportsbook will give you a refund inside credit up to $500. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and claim your $500 risk-free bet before it's too late. Must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued as site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ for terms and conditions. Hey, it's Jason Martinez for Window Nation. This year, Santa's changing ho, 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 as in 000. It's Window Nation's 000 sale. Zero down payment, zero payment, and 0% interest until 2020. But that's not all. Window Nation's 000 sale is a triple deal. You also get $200 off every window, any size, any style, and with a whole house order, Window Nation will pay your heating bill until the new windows are installed. You'll save hundreds, even thousands of dollars now. And who knows how much more with energy savings and higher home value for years to come. Window Nation windows make the greatest gift, an inviting, warm, cozy, comfortable home. So visit WindowNation.com today for the 000 sale. Zero down payment, zero payments, and 0% interest for 12 months and $200 off each window. No minimum purchase required. Plus, Window Nation will pay your heating bill until the new windows are installed. Save today, save tomorrow, save forever. Call 866-90-NATION or visit WindowNation.com. That's 866-90-NATION. Or shop online at windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's. Because at Lowe's, pros can get up to 30% off select in-stock fiberglass insulation when you buy in bulk. Plus, from 12/11 through 12/13, ask for 5% off all in-store purchases and save an extra 5% when you use your Lowe's business credit account. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Minimum purchase required. Selection varies by location. Credit offer subject to credit approval and can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Rich Eisen here for Honda. Dreaming of snow? then you'll love the 2018 Honda CR-V. You will drive with confidence through snowy conditions thanks to the available real-time all-wheel drive. And holiday shopping will be easier than ever with the available smart entry with walk-away auto lock that lets you lock and unlock your CR-V without even taking out your key. And the available hands-free access power tailgate can even lend a hand when yours are full. So hurry to your Honda dealer for a great deal during the Happy Honda Days sales event.
Natalie Eganoff here to talk to you about my friends at Family & Company Jewelers. If you're thinking about getting engaged, go see Angelo and the team at Family & Company. They'll walk you through every step of the process and help you pick out the perfect ring. The holiday season is here, so fill her stocking with something she will never forget, a beautiful ring from Family & Company. Visit their showroom on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or online at familyjewelers.com. Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
Hey everyone, this is Trey Thomas, and if your office is having a holiday party, I want to be there, and I'll bring a party tray from Philly Pretzel Factory. Email me at pretzel@975thefanatic.com and tell me why your office needs a pretzel party with me, Trey Thomas. You'll receive a Philly Pretzel Factory party tray delivered by yours truly, and I'll bring their yummy seasonal dips and some cool 975 prizes too. No office party plan yet? No problem. Email me at pretzel@975thefanatic and we'll get one on the calendar. See you at the office, and I'll bring the pretzels.
Macy's one-day sale gets you ready for the holidays with over 25,000 deals of the day in-store and online. Coats and sweaters? We've got them for him and her. 50 to 60% off. Dazzle her with a pair of True Miracle diamond earrings for just $289. Watches from Bulova, Citizen, and Seiko, 30% off. And freshen up the guest room with a reversible three-piece comforter set. Lowest price of the season, $27.99. Tuesday and Wednesday at Macy's. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards members can earn towards Star Money. Ask your store associate or visit Macy's.com/StarMoney for details.
Hit the slopes with the Fanatics Deal of the Week. This week only, get one peak day ticket to Blue Mountain Resort for just $40. Your pass is valid weekdays, Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays during the 2018-19 season. Blue Mountain is the home of Pennsylvania's highest vertical, the most varied terrain, and some of the longest runs in PA, with 39 trails to challenge your skills so you'll never run out of thrills, and 16 lifts to get you back up top. It's the perfect gift this holiday season. Check it out now at 975thefanatic.com. Hurry, this deal is only available for purchase through Sunday or while supplies last.
Sports Talk for Ben Salem and all of Bucks County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back to the Joe Torti Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. Want to remind you about the Fanatic Deal of the Week. This week only, get one peak day ticket to Blue Mountain Resort valid during the 2018-19 season for just $40. Blue Mountain is the home of Pennsylvania's highest vertical, the most varied terrain, and some of the longest runs in PA. Check it out now at 97.5thefanatic.com. Hurry, this holiday deal is only available for purchase now through Sunday or while supplies last. Let's go to Aaron and King of Prussia to lead things off. What's happening, Aaron? Aaron is not with us. Let's go to Patrick in Milwaukee. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty well, man. How are you?
I don't know if you saw it or not, but Marcus Hayes posted an online opinion piece on Philly.com late in the day today that basically chronicles DeFilippo was going to back out of the Vikings role when Frank Reich looked like he was going to get the Indy role if Jeffrey would promise him the OC job, and they didn't like his approach, and it makes it sound like he's not as popular down there as we might think.
Huh. How about that? I didn't see that article because, you know, my phone had given me the notification. Hey, you've read too much this month, but where it was.
When I'm busy working, that's what I'm doing on the side.
Gotcha.
And you know, he's known to be a pretty nicely said, confident guy, charming. He's definitely got head coach in his sights, and you know he's going to land somewhere. But you know, maybe this humble, team-oriented Eagles organization isn't necessarily the right place for a guy like that.
Interesting. Well, I know that he was definitely mentioned. It's funny, you're in Milwaukee, in that neck of the woods. He was mentioned in terms of being the successor to Mike McCarthy in Green Bay. So I wonder if this is kind of, you know, throwing any cold water on that idea.
Well, actually, Favre did a podcast, I think this morning or last night, and he says he knows the guy that should get that job. And it's not Brett Favre, and it's not anybody else, it's Doug Peterson.
Doug Peterson should get that job, huh? Wow.
Brett Favre went on record today or yesterday in some podcast, and he said Doug Peterson's the guy that should get that job.
Very interesting, Patrick. Thanks for the phone call, man. I appreciate it. Huh, how about that? Brian, you say that we have that, huh? We can hear it straight from Favre's mouth at some point? I'd be interested in that. I'd be interested in that big time. Now, I'd love to know what the reasoning is, because, you know, you're talking about a guy who came and won a Super Bowl in his second season with a team. Well, we'll see what he has to say. Let's go to Aaron and King of Prussia first. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, so I got two comments. One's about Doug and one's about our quarterback.
Okay.
First one about Doug. If you remember when Doug came over, they said he didn't call plays.
Right.
In Kansas City. And he gave him, like, the last opportunity of the one or two games so he could put it on his resume.
Yep.
Now, it was really, really astonishing that a person who's never called plays could come in and do a masterful job and stay one step ahead of all the defenses last year.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, I think Doug is a great coordinator of men, and I think he's also, he gets good ideas and puts it together. But when you took his cogs out, it had him try to call the plays himself, he wasn't coordinating, which is something a coach should have. But I think he just needs to get some, you know, how he was got sentimental. He wanted to promote all the guys that was in staff last year. But he actually needs a very good offensive coordinator and, you know, to fill those voids that left.
Interesting. So, but Aaron, like, Doug Peterson didn't, well, Frank Reich, for example, or John DeFilippo didn't call plays last year. Doug Peterson called the plays last year. So, I mean,
but I think,
what's the difference?
I think he used a lot of their input.
I gotcha.
Always been. So he had those guys there that he could draw back on. Last year, he was one step ahead. Like, y'all caught up to what we did last. You watched the games, and it was like, y'all caught up to what we did last week, but we one step ahead of last.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And this year, when you started watching it, you were like, the defenses are ahead of us. We're trying to catch up because he didn't have those great coordinators there and those minds to kind of put the ideas together. So I think he just needs to replace those. And on Carson Wentz, my point is this. Carson's actually done a good job in the second half of games. But unfortunately, the defense is worn down by the first half because in about three or four games, he did come back. And he came back two or three times. But the defense would always, at that time, really be so worn out that by the time he came back or he started his comeback, the defense would give up plays. And I think people are a little hard on him because they're not recognizing. Like last week, he came back.
Last week he came back twice. Last week he came back twice. But like in the Carolina game, he had every opportunity to win and didn't. And you can point to the defense, but, I mean, the defense can't give up a lead like they did in the Carolina game if the offense is able to possess the ball. It's the same thing in the Tennessee game. So, I mean, I'm willing to say he's been perfect, but I'm saying
people have not given him credit for the comebacks he's made. And he's made two or three comes back only for the defense. It was still kind of his fault, only for the defense to be so worn out by the time he came back or he was on the comeback, they gave up another touchdown.
Right. You're right about that, Aaron. Thanks for the phone call. I think that there is middle ground to be found there because I think a lot of people don't give him any blame. Like, they just only point to Jim Schwartz and the defense for blowing those leads, and I've never subscribed to that theory. Let's get back to Green Bay for just a second in this Brett Favre podcast thing. Brian, where's this from?
This is from, I believe, a TMZ interview. They were just asking Favre who he thought should be the next Packers head coach.
Okay. All right. So this is from TMZ. Here it is.
Darrell Bevell, who Aaron knows well. Brian Daboll, who was at Alabama last year as offense coordinator, was my quarterback coach for the Jets. And another that comes to mind is Doug Peterson. Now, you know, I don't know if they can, you know, get him from Philly or if he would even consider that. But there's another young guy who is very creative and has proven that he can win the big
one. Oh, my goodness. Can we install Brett Favre as the general manager of the Packers, please? And then we'll get him on the phone. Be like, all right, Brett, how you doing? How are the kids? How's Hattiesburg? Hope everything's great. we'll give you Doug Peterson. All it's going to cost you is 5 first-round picks in a row. Just that's all it's going to cost. And then you know, balls in your court, in your Wrangler jeans that are U-shaped. Man, oh man, really? How often do you hear that? Another team's active head coach, where, by the way, there's zero chance that Doug Peterson gets fired this year. Like, less than 0% chance. How often do you think that something like that happens? It's crazy. I don't understand.
I think he's saying he wants Green Bay to, you know, try to get him from Philly.
That's what I'm saying. To make a trade? To give up all those first-round picks or whatever it costs? He's got to be worth at least John Gruden, right?
Yeah. Wouldn't that be an easy out for the Eagles?
Well, you say that, right? It's an easy out. But that's assuming that people want to get rid of Doug Peterson, the guy who won the Super Bowl a year ago. Man, oh man. I'm telling you, the people in this city are ruthless sometimes. I don't know. If it's me and Brett Favre, who, you know, a lot of people respect his football opinion, is saying that your head coach should be the next coach of the team that he wants to succeed, that means that he has a certain degree of faith in Doug Peterson. Maybe that should mean that you want to hold on to the guy. This is what I was talking about, though, with Philadelphia in terms of run-pass balance. We were talking about it before. Last year, Philadelphia ran the ball about 56% of the time. This year, they run it about 63% of the time. That's a losing proposition. Let me just look here at the teams that are throwing the most. And you tell me when we get to a team that's got a legitimate shot. Not like an outside shot. A legitimate shot of taking the thing down. Pittsburgh's number one. That team's in free fall. I don't think that Pittsburgh has a legitimate shot at the Super Bowl this year. They're at 67. Minnesota, Atlanta, Green Bay, Cincinnati. Stop me when you hear a contender. New York, Indianapolis, maybe, doubt it. Tampa Bay, Philadelphia, Oakland, Detroit. Stop me at any time when you hear a contender who throw the run-pass balance is way off. Okay, we get down to number 12, and it's Kansas City. Kansas City, to me, has the inside track on the Super Bowl this year. They're at 61%. For comparison, Pittsburgh, 67%. Kansas City, 61%. The Eagles, last year, 55%. The run-pass balance is real. It's a real problem. And what the Eagles have done this year hasn't really addressed it, but the coordinators who have gone to these other teams, Frank Reich and John DeFilippo, both of those teams are ahead of the Eagles in terms of their passing play percentage. So that, I don't know if is the answer. I think that it's probably Doug Peterson having some, I don't know whether it's just being comfortable with his personnel, being comfortable with LeGarrette Blount, but he had kind of an awakening after that Kansas City game that, hey, we need to run the ball in order to be successful, and whether it was John DeFilippo getting in his ear. Because to my understanding, this is what the roles of the coordinators were. Frank Reich assisted with assembling the game plan and assisted with the scripted plays that the Eagles ran. And John DeFilippo, in addition to his work with the quarterbacks, was kind of in charge of that run-pass balance thing that I was telling you about. So I don't know if, you know, Mike Groh is not doing those things. It's tough to tell what his exact breakdown is. I haven't been around the team as much this year. So it's not something that I can see as clearly as last year. So, you know, you rely on you know, the beat writers and the people who are with the team on a day-in, day-out basis. And there hasn't been as much of a deep dive into Mike Groh and his role and what he does with the team. It makes you wonder if something in the hierarchy has to change or shake up, or if it's something that's exclusively Doug Peterson specific that needs to change or that has been altered. But now with John DeFilippo being available, all it's going to cost you is money at this point after he's been fired by the Minnesota Vikings. Are you interested in bringing him aboard as something? Would you like to see him be the offensive coordinator? Would you like to see him in some kind of consultant role? Where would you like to see John DeFilippo? Weigh in on Twitter as well, at Joe Torti, at 97.5 The Fanatic, if you want to keep up with the show. You know, when you look at everything that the Eagles have, everything that's happened to them this year, there, I used to totally throw out the variable of, you know, the coaches and the coordinators and stuff. But when you look at the injuries that the team had, and you look at the way that the season's gone, you look at everything that has been different from last year to this year, there have been a whole lot of similarities, except the record, right? And when you're trying to find out why the record has changed to the degree that it has, and you're looking at things that have been changed, things that are variables, that is a full-on, absolute, 100% potential factor. The fact that there haven't been offensive coordinators and quarterbacks coaches with the expertise that Frank Reich and John DeFilippo have had. Let's go to Mark and Trenton next on The Fanatic. What's happening, Mark?
Yes.
Hey, what's up, man?
I was calling about the, you're saying that the Steelers wouldn't get in there?
I said that they're not Super Bowl contenders, yeah.
But I was saying that they could get in there. Like, if we could Connor back where he needed to be at, I don't think we have anything to worry about.
Well, they've lost three games in a row. They don't have a kicker, and the head coach is on the hot seat. I mean, I wouldn't call them on the same page as the Chiefs, as the Rams, as the Saints. I mean, that's kind of what I'm looking at, Mark, when I'm talking about, like, Super Bowl contenders. You really think they're on that level?
I think we can be on that level.
Well, every team can be. Do you think they are?
Not at this moment. When we get Connor back healthy, yeah.
All right, Mark. Okay, so, I mean, Connor's missed one game, right? And they've lost three in a row, right? So he's not been the factor in the first two games.
Well, he had this in the first two games, but when we get him back, but then we also got Juju.
Well, Mark, thanks for the phone call, man. I know who they have. Believe me, I know exactly who the Steelers have. They're a fantasy juggernaut. I've been very thankful for everything the Pittsburgh Steelers have offered this year. They've lost three games in a row. Their kicker can't make kicks. Their head coach is coming under fire. None of those things are the case with those other teams that I mentioned. It's not an insult to a team to say that they're not a Super Bowl contender, but it's hard for me to look at 7-5-1 Pittsburgh and be like, oh, that's a Super Bowl contender, when you got the Baltimore Ravens breathing down their backs. I don't know. I understand the frustration, though. Believe me. In the same boat in Philadelphia. You're talking about the defending Super Bowl champions, probably on the outside looking in at a playoff spot. So believe me, Mark, I feel your pain. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. By the way, interesting stuff that I saw on Mike Zimmer, that, you know, the guy who's taking over now, Kevin Stefanski, who you might recognize that name as well, because Kevin Stefanski is another guy who has local ties. He went to college at Penn, and he was the quarterback's coach, and now he's the offensive coordinator for the Minnesota Vikings. He is a guy who was also blocked by Mike Zimmer when Pat Shurmur went to New York Giants. This is a guy who was being, you know, interested, or was generating interest, in the offensive coordinator job in New York. And Mike Zimmer, citing loyalty and, you know, everything else and growing together as a family and a team, he cited the fact that Minnesota struggled so much offensively years ago, and now that the offense is good, he wants the coordinators who made it that way to stick around. He actually blocked Stefanski from interviewing in New York for the offensive coordinator job. So there's something to be said for, you know, this blocking bad blood thing. I think that they're evaluating what they have in Stefanski, but it's kind of a similar situation to what happened with the Eagles, except it didn't necessarily come from the top and Jeffrey Lurie. It came from the head coach position. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Jerome in Philly next on The Fanatic. Hey, Jerome. Jerome.
Oh, yeah, I'm on. Okay.
How are you, man?
I'm good. How you doing, man?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, I'm getting over the game just like everybody else. But I'm trying to figure out, like, Jake Elliott, right? Because I haven't heard anybody talking about him. Like, you know, like, just only one I heard talk about him was Doug Peterson, you know, because Peterson was saying he had to look at everybody because he can't be left off the hook because he missed that extra point. You know, that game wouldn't even win in overtime.
For sure. You're right about
that. I mean, so, you know, I just wanted to put that out there because I don't think that he, you know, should be just left off the hook like that, because that was a big game to be missing an extra point in like that, you know what I mean?
Oh, it changed the game, Jerome. I mean, like, the approach to the game after that, and it's just, if you're superstitious like I am, extra points always come back to bite you. Always.
Yeah, they do, because when he missed that, that's what I was saying. I was saying, oh, man, this right here, that ain't good.
Nah, and it is. It's amazing. It's just one point. But, like, right. Somehow going for it on fourth down and not getting it feels way worse than a missed extra point. I don't know, or an extra point feels worse than that. I don't know what it is. I can't figure it out, Jerome.
Yeah, I can't figure it out either, because he missed quite a few of them extra points. I don't know what's going on with him with them.
Well, not this year. Thanks for the phone call, Jerome. That was the first one that he missed this year. But he has missed makeable field goals. He has missed ones that were, you know, very, you'd consider them makeable. He's good at the long ones. But the quote unquote easier ones, you know, 40 and in, that's provided some difficulty for Jake Elliott this season. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. Interesting perspective here. When you talk about John DeFilippo and his potential, with the Philadelphia Eagles, could he potentially return? He's going to generate some interest. I wonder if there's the opportunity for anyone, you know, any of the teams that potentially would be looking for head coaches. I wonder if John DeFilippo is disqualified because he was fired by Mike Zimmer, or if he's still considered a head coaching candidate. I'd assume that his name's kind of cooled off considerably, but it really does depend on what people think of Kirk Cousins as a quarterback. Because the more that people think of Cousins, the less they're going to think of DeFilippo, and probably vice versa. It'd be easy to talk to, you know, either side and be like, okay, well, if you're a big Kirk Cousins fan, you think John DeFilippo's holding him back. If you're not a Cousins fan, you think that John DeFilippo had nothing to do with the fact that Cousins isn't completing passes on third down or in clutch spots or in the red zone against good teams or whatever. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. Also weigh in on Twitter at Joe Torti at 97.5 The Fanatic. Let's go to Charlie in University City next on The Fanatic. Hey, Charlie.
What's up, Joe? Just wanted to ask you real quick. Did you catch any of the Villanova Penn game tonight? The cholesterol was rocking.
I caught every second of that game. Absolutely. I wouldn't miss it for a second.
Just wanted to know your thoughts on that. I'll hang up with
it. Well, thanks, Charlie. Appreciate it. Well, you know, I've got ties to the Penn program, so I'm biased. You know, when paychecks come from a school, you tend to, you know, endear themselves to you. And it's not just that. You spend time with the team. You get to know the players and coaches and stuff like that. It's a team in Penn that has been working for a long time up to this moment. And Villanova's having a down year. You miss your top four offensive scorers from last year's team. It was one of the best teams, one of the best cores in college basketball over the last 3 or 4 years. Really, you could say the last 5 or 6 years that Villanova's been at the very top of D1 basketball. So, tremendous Big Five experience. I saw that it was a packed Palestra, really cool opportunity for everybody to go out and see some really good hoops. And Penn comes out with a victory. Had to be a pretty satisfying one for Steve Donahue and his crew. So congratulations to those guys. And I'm sure that the celebration will be about 24 hours long before they turn their eyes forward. 610-632-0975. We've talked about Frank Reich and John DeFilippo. We're going to shift gears a little bit. We're going to bring up some Philly's hot stove stuff because things happened today and things could be happening in the future. We're going to continue the Eagles conversation. And of course, it's your opportunity to weigh in on the Sixers. 610-632-0975. You have wide open phone lines. You can get in without a wait. Plus, we've got the monster segment coming up on the other side. So if you call right now, there is a guarantee that you will be on before our next commercial break. All of that and more. It's the Joe Torti Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Everyone knows that even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS tax debt assistance program that could save you thousands.
thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who could protect you from the IRS, ensuring that you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Right now is the perfect time to try FanDuel Sportsbook, because FanDuel Sportsbook is offering a $500 risk-free bet. That's a $500 bet completely risk-free. Not sure what to use your $500 risk-free bet on? Well, what about the NFL, NBA, or NHL championships? Who are you taking? Right now, I like New Orleans for the NFL, but you can place a $500 risk-free bet on any game or sport when you use my code Bob. FanDuel Sportsbook is available in New Jersey. You can download the app, deposit, and check out the lines from anywhere, but you'll only be able to place bets in Jersey. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to bet anywhere in the great Garden State. Sign up with my promo code Bob and make your first bet on any money line, spread, or prop. If you lose, FanDuel Sportsbook will give you a refund insight credit of up to $500. Download FanDuel Sportsbook and claim your $500 risk-free bet before it's too late. Must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued as site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ for terms and conditions.
'Tis the season, and you know what that means. The whole family celebrating under one roof, so your Wi-Fi needs to keep up. That's why Xfinity XFi delivers the best Wi-Fi experience with the most reliable internet. Now the whole gang can stream, game, and share at the same time. And watch their holiday favorites at home or on the go with the Xfinity Stream app. Plus, see how you can save when you switch your wireless carrier to Xfinity Mobile. It's included with your internet. Switch and save hundreds. Now that's simple, easy, awesome.
Get a special offer on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, see how you can save when you switch to Xfinity Mobile. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Wireless savings compares average regular monthly charge of top providers. Offer ends 1/13/19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment taxes and fees, including BTV and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After agreement, regular rates apply.
It's time to expect more from a diner. And that's just what you'll find at Andy's Diner. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, late night, and early morning. At Andy's Diner, it all starts with the ingredients. Everything on the menu is made from scratch and cooked to perfection. Andy's is already famous for their $1.95 breakfast specials, $5.95 lunch deals, and $9.95 dinners. And now they've upped their game with their weekend breakfast buffets, served every Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Andy's even sharing his cooking tips and tricks with members of Andy's Pub Club. Join now and you'll also get monthly coupons, early information on upcoming events, and a chance to win a beautiful granite kitchen counter makeover. Sign up for Andy's Pub Club at any of Andy's 3 locations or online at andysdinerandpub.com. Raise your expectations at Andy's Diner, located in Conshohocken, Trevose, and Springhouse. Online at andysdinerandpub.com.
Macy's one-day sale gets you ready for the holidays with over 25,000 deals of the day, in-store and online. Coats and sweaters, we've got them for him and her, 50 to 60% off. Dazzle her with a pair of True Miracle diamond earrings for just $289. Watches from Bulova, Citizen, and Seiko, 30% off. And freshen up the guest room with a reversible three-piece comforter set. Lowest price of the season, $27.99. Tuesday and Wednesday at Macy's. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards members can earn towards Star Money. Ask your store associate or visit Macy's.com/StarMoney for details.
Rich Eisen here for Honda. Dreaming of snow? Then you'll love the 2018 Honda CR-V. You will drive with confidence through snowy conditions thanks to the available real-time all-wheel drive. And holiday shopping will be easier than ever with the available smart entry with walk-away auto lock that lets you lock and unlock your CR-V without even taking out your key. And the available hands-free access power tailgate can even lend a hand when yours are full. So hurry to your Honda dealer for a great deal during the Happy Honda Days sales event.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Now you can, with the world's softest pajamas by Pajamagram. Created by a team of pajama experts, the world's softest PJs are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love how heavenly they feel. includes free gift packaging and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
GEICO gives you a quick way to save money. And 97.5 The Fanatic is giving you a quick way to listen to Philadelphia Sports Talk Radio using your Amazon Echo. First, enable the skill one time by saying, Alexa, enable 97.5 The Fanatic. Then say, Alexa, open 97.5 The Fanatic.
Now you can get Philadelphia's The Fanatic anywhere you have an Amazon Echo.
Then when you're done listening to 97.5 The Fanatic in the car, switch to your Amazon Echo and switch to GEICO if you need homeowners, renters, motorcycle, or RV insurance. Get it at GEICO.com.
Don't be left out in the cold this winter season. Xfinity Live is bringing you over 150 craft beers from over 75 breweries, all in one place to warm you up this winter. Join Victory Brewing Company, Terrapin Beer Company, Leinenkugel's, and much more at Winterfest Live on Saturday, January 12th. Come for the brews, stay for the live music, games, prizes, giveaways, and much, much more. VIP and general admission tickets are available now. Head to XfinityLive.com and get your tickets today.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez for Window Nation. This year, Santa's changing ho, 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 as in 000. It's Window Nation's 000 sale. Zero down payment, zero payment, and 0% interest until 2020. But that's not all. Window Nation's 000 sale is a triple deal. You also get $200 off every window, any size, any style, and with a whole house order, Window Nation will pay your heating bill until the new windows are installed. You'll save hundreds, even thousands of dollars now. And who knows how much more? With energy savings and higher home value for years to come. Window Nation windows make the greatest gift, an inviting, warm, cozy, comfortable home. So visit WindowNation.com today for the 000 sale. Zero down payment, zero payments, and 0% interest for 12 months and $200 off each window. No minimum purchase required. Plus, Window Nation will pay your heating bill until the new windows are installed. Save today, save tomorrow, save forever. Call 866-90-NATION or visit WindowNation.com. That's 866-90-NATION or shop online at windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Oh! Welcome back, Joe Torti Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. Taking you up until midnight this evening, Brian McLaughlin is producing, doing a great job as he always does. You guys are used to that by now. You can also follow the show on Twitter at Joe Torti and at 97.5 The Fanatic. Let's get to the phones right away with Jason in Delaware leading things off. You can be up after Jason, 610-632-0975. Good evening, Jason.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
I'm good, I'm good. Thank you. I just wanted to talk about Doug Peterson and what I think about his coaching this
year.
Yeah, I honestly think Doug is just an average coach. When we first hired him, I wasn't too happy about it. But then he got us to the Super Bowl, and you know I was on the bandwagon.
Sure.
But this year, it just seems like he's not learning from his mistakes. Each week, I'm not seeing any improvement in the offense. You know, and these RPOs, they were made for Nick Foles, not Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz is a young quarterback that's shown that he can be great. He doesn't need to be running RPOs, you know?
Well, do you think that some part of it, Jason, might be because they're still trying to protect him as he's working his way back from his injury?
I mean, I don't think so. You know, I just think Doug is not, he's not really, I don't think he's a very good play caller. I mean, some of these plays are just looking, you know, They're looking childish, you know, and they need to open up the playbook. You know, they need to call some good plays out there, you know, and passing it to Zach Ertz almost every play is just not it's not working. You know, we have weapons on the offense. We have a bunch of guys that can make plays, but you know, it seems like we just keep passing it to Zach Ertz, and I think the other guys are getting frustrated with that. They won't say it, but I think they are getting frustrated with not being targeted, you know, enough each game.
Sure. Well, Jason, what do you think the difference is between last year and this year then?
Because
it's weird that it's just like out of nowhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I understand. And I hate using this, but I honestly think it was DeFilippo and Wright.
Interesting.
And also, you know, Carson is still a little bit injured. This offseason, Carson honestly needs to work on his deep ball and some of his mechanics. He never had a good deep ball. I think he needs to focus in on that.
I think that's been a, Jason, thanks for the phone call, man. I think that's been a priority for him, for sure. But that goes, if you're willing to concede that Carson Wentz is a little bit injured, then we have to allow for the possibility that Doug Peterson's play calling is reflected in trying to protect a quarterback who's still trying to work his way back from a catastrophic knee injury, who by Carson Wentz's own admission, this injury is going to take 2 years to recover from. So this is like officially year one. You know, he had his knee shredded. And I think that that's something we need to at least give some proper attention to. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation on Twitter. It's at Joe Torti at 97.5, The Fanatic. Now, when you look at what Doug Peterson's done this season, I'll easily, no doubt, hand it to you that you wouldn't even confuse the guy for the coach last year. But I'm more curious and interested in the how. I'm fascinated by it because if it's Frank Reich and John DeFilippo, well, like Minnesota's offense, they have better weapons than the Eagles do. And that offense hasn't been overly creative or interesting. You know, Indianapolis' offense has been good. I mean, Andrew Luck has been good. But I don't know, like, has that offensive play calling been that innovative and that creative? I don't really think so. I mean, when you look at the NFL team scoring stats, you look at who the leaders are, right? And we talked about this. It's the teams that you would expect at the very top. Kansas City is there with New Orleans and the Rams. Pittsburgh, the Chargers, New England, Chicago. Indianapolis is eighth. Good, but not outrageous, right? You're looking at Minnesota, who's got 21.7 points per game. They're right there next to Philadelphia. So if it is Frank Reich, then I'll buy that a little bit because I would argue that Minnesota has better offensive talent than Indianapolis, and Indianapolis is 12 spots ahead of them in terms of scoring. So maybe there is something there. But I don't know. Like that's why I'm kind of on the slow roll in terms of John DeFilippo returning to Philadelphia. A lot of people think that's going to be a cure-all and elixir. I just don't really think so if you look at what's happened since he's gone to Minnesota. By the way, I don't think that John DeFilippo is a bad coach. I just don't think that he's the cure-all that a lot of people say that they see that he could be. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. Talking Doug Peterson, talking John DeFilippo. Would you like to see DeFilippo return to the Eagles? I've said why I don't think that it's necessarily the best idea and why I don't know if John DeFilippo would sign up to come back either. Curious as to where you stand on that. Obviously, the Jimmy Butler injury, a little bit of a cause for concern, but the Sixers are rolling otherwise. And I promise we're going to get to this MLB hot stove stuff. You're listening to 97.5, The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station broadcasting from the Xfinity studios, only from Comcast. Let's go to Jeff in West Hampton next. What's going on, Jeff?
Hey, good evening.
Good evening.
Doug Peterson, his first year here, all year long, it was, you know, what are these plays, you know, this crazy stuff that he's calling.
Right.
You know, he needs to figure this out. In year two, it all just kind of seemed to work out and everything fell into place, whether it was dumb luck or whatever. I mean, just in the Super Bowl, if Philly had been an interception, you know,
the whole story,
everybody would have just
been,
oh my gosh, why is Burton throwing the ball? Why do you take the ball out of your quarterback's hands in that situation? But it worked and it was the greatest thing ever to everybody.
Right.
And now this year, all the dumb stuff's not working again and it's just kind of, so is it execution? I mean, did everybody just execute, you know, and this year the precision just isn't there. You know,
that makes a lot of sense. So you don't necessarily think it's the play calling at all, that it could just be the execution not being there where it was last year. Is that what you're saying?
Well, either way, it's I don't know which way it is.
Okay,
either
it's, got it.
Either it's the play calling is bad, and yet last year was just dumb luck, and everything just fell into place, and everybody looked good, and now it's all catching back up, you know, from year one, or is it execution? It's just don't know which way to go on it.
Well, that's the trouble, right? So, like, when we're trying to figure out, hey, is John DeFilippo the guy that they should bring in, or what? Like, that's where this conversation comes, because there's no clear reason that I can see why things have fallen apart the way that they have, and yet here we are.
Here we are.
It's crazy,
so,
man.
It's a fun ride, isn't it?
Yeah, Jeff, thanks for the phone call. Fun is one way to put it, I guess. Yeah, this is fun. I'm good on fun for a while. I don't need any more fun. The Frank Reich, John DeFilippo thing is interesting to me because Sal Palantonio and I were talking, right? And we were talking about how there is 100% something to be said for what Mike Groh has brought to the team, namely that they don't win a Super Bowl without Nelson Aguilar's career being revived, and Mike Groh had his fingerprints all over it last year. So it's not like he's done nothing. But I think a lot of people are looking at the play calling or the play designs or the deployment or whatever and looking at Mike Groh and saying, okay, what are you doing here to help Doug Peterson? You're not doing enough. Last year, the coordinators appeared to be doing a whole lot more with Frank Reich and John DeFilippo. Time to move on and get these guys in. I don't know what the answer is, what the solution is. I don't know if the Eagles are even going to be kicking tires or not. But I do know that this is an organization that tends to enjoy going back to the good old days. And as fate would have it, the best old days were last year. We saw it happen with New England, too, by the way, where Josh McDaniels goes away. He's the head coach in Denver. Flames out, it's a disaster, and then comes right back to New England and everything just gets picked up the way that it was before. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. You can follow the show on Twitter at Joe Torti at 97.5 The Fanatic. Let's go to Vinny in West Philly. Wants to talk some Sixers. What's going on, Vinny?
Yo, big dog.
How you doing?
I mean, what you think about? I'm hearing the rumors with the Sixers pick up Caldwell Pope in the first round pick from the Lakers. We give up Shake Milton and Fultz to Phoenix, and the Lakers get a reason. You hear anything about that?
I saw that rumor. If that's the case, I'm in. I think that's a great idea.
To myself, like that's a banging idea, and it could be a more bigger picture with the Sixers moving them two first round picks and another player. Whatsoever and grabbing Bill, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah. If they was a grab or a stable Pope, we still can ride with him. But with that, if they were, I just can't see Lakers giving a pick and Cole Pup, but I can see like they wouldn't Shake Milton. I think and Fultz, because that's still good for them because one is still in the rookie contract. Well, both rookie contracts, and they only got Fultz one more year, and Milton he's still a 3 or 4 year deal maybe.
Yeah, well, I think Fultz has. Like, because he has the option at the end, too. So it could be three right. or four, yeah. So
player option, but yeah. That team option.
Yeah, so you're right about that.
I think that's a good deal for Sir Andy. Like I said, Pope can shoot three, and he can play some defense. I mean, not for
a reason.
Pope or reason, either
yeah,
one
both of them can do the same thing. Yeah, you're right. So you're right. Vinny, you're on the money, man. I think that if that is the case. Now, here's the problem, right? I've seen one report that has linked the Sixers to be the team with the Suns and the Lakers in this. I've seen one report that says it, and it's not from Adrian Wojnarowski or Sham Sharania or any of these guys, right? With all due respect to the reporter, when it's not those guys, I tend to wait. I'd be thrilled, though, if it's right. I'd be thrilled if that's the case, because I was talking about it with Devon Gibbons. There needs to be at least one or two more moves. Sixers should be loading up. They should be trying to do everything that they can in order to maximize their ability to be in the mix every single year and be swinging for the fences and trying to get better and better and better. The Fanatic Holiday Wheel returns next week. This year, we'll be spinning the Holiday Wheel three times a day, with the morning show at 9 a.m., the midday show at 1 p.m., and the Mike Misnelli show at 5 p.m. You have a chance to win amazing prizes from Steven Singer Jewelers, French Creek Outfitters, Flacco's and Contrahockin, Landis Block and Concrete, Imagine Lifestyles Luxury Car Rentals, Ron Jaworski Golf, the Sixers and Flyers, and more. Go to the contest page on 97.5thefanatic.com. Register now for your chance to become a Holiday Wheel contestant. Okay, so let's talk about some baseball news as we roll into the 11 o'clock hour. Because you might have noticed that your Philadelphia Phillies made a move today. They signed Andrew McCutchen, formerly of the Pirates, Giants, and Yankees, to a reported $50 million a year that deal that also includes a team option. It's a three-year deal. So here's what McCutchen did last year. Hit 255 with 20 home runs, 95 walks, had a 368 on-base percentage, 424 slugging percentage. Was comparable to Cody Bellinger and George Springer. Here's what I'll say, right? When you look at what Andrew McCutchen brings you now, I would say that it's similar to what the team expected to get from Carlos Santana. It's a guy who will walk, who has good plate discipline, who's going to get you really, really good at bats. But the difference is that you'll play him in the outfield and you won't be moving Reese Hoskins out of his original position. I think he plays a respectable outfield defensively, by the way. So I like the move. I was asked by a couple buddies who texted me, do you think that it's too much money? I would if it was for like 6 or 7 years, but for 3 years, I don't think that it's that big of a disaster, because if it doesn't work out, I mean, if you were able to get out of the Santana deal, you're able to get out of anything. The fact that you were able to trade Santana, I mean, if it's a three-year deal, if it doesn't work out after year one, you trade him year two, I think that'll still work. I think that one of the other things that people are concerned about is, does this mean that the Phillies are not necessarily in on Bryce Harper, or that they're more in on Machado? I don't think you can read into it. I think when you're talking about the owner mentioning spending stupid money, stupid means like actually stupid, not eyebrow raising, like stupid. So it wouldn't surprise me if both of those guys were still targets, in addition to another arm. The Phillies are going to get a lot better in this offseason, or at least they're going to try. They're going to try to add a lot of different pieces. What I like is that if you add McCutchen, as they did, you need, and this is going to be blasphemous to a lot of the prospect people, you need one fewer young outfielder. You have the ability to trade from a position of depth, and then you can bring in pitching. It's not easy to get starting pitching, frontline pitching. The Phillies have the ability to kind of be in those conversations. They're also in conversations for catchers. They're all over the place. The Phillies are looking to improve everywhere. Jim Salisbury reported that the Phillies met with Scott Boras, who talked not just Zach Britton, but also Bryce Harper. So this isn't going to stop. Signing Andrew McCutchen does not mean that the Phillies are done in the outfield. It doesn't mean that they're more focused on Machado, who, by the way, that's the other latest bit of Philadelphia Phillies news, is that in Manny Machado's free agency tour, he's going to visit Citizens Bank Park at some point on an unknown day. So that says something. Patrick Corbin visited before he signed with the Nationals. But you can't sign guys without getting them in the door. So the fact is that they're getting them in the door. It's a good thing. They're trying to get a lot better. Getting Machado and getting him to play third base, I know that he'd prefer to play shortstop, which could be a potential factor. But if he would play third base, where he plays an otherworldly third base, he's an average shortstop. He's a good hitter, no matter what. He's an average shortstop. He's an outrageously good third baseman. If they can get him to play third base, that would be such a ridiculous win. And you talk about dealing from strength, then you've got more third basemen that you could potentially dangle in moves and things like that. I'm looking for the Phillies to have a significant amount of roster turnover. Gabe Kapler actually mentioned both players, because we haven't talked about Bryce Harper yet. we will. But he talked about the Phillies and whether they potentially were done or who they have their eyes on in free agency.
I think Manny has done a tremendous job in his career of establishing a reputation of being one of the top young players in baseball, and I think he's in an incredible position to be able to choose from a wide variety of suitors at this point, and I think wherever he goes, somebody's going to get an incredible baseball player.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like to me that the Phillies are concerned about the late season struggles in the postseason or the lack of hustle or anything like that. It sounds like they would still be in on a guy like that. If they're talking up, oh yeah, whoever gets him is going to get a great ball player. Some people are like, oh, they're just trying to pump him for somebody else. I don't think so. I think that Gabe Kapler tends to be a guy who shoots from the hip and tells you what he's thinking. And I don't sense any kind of guile or deceit when he's talking about a guy like Machado. I think that he'd be in on him. And this is what he said about the other big prize of the free agent offseason.
One of the things that I found most fascinating about him last year was even through the times of his struggles, he still worked an incredible at bat. It wasn't like rolling over to the second baseman on the first pitch when he was struggling, although that happened from time to time. But when he struggled, he still put together a quality at bat. He still worked the pitcher. He still made the opposition uncomfortable. And sometimes he'd end that at bat with a walk, which I think there's a lot of value in that. Now, when he's going good, he's one of the more difficult players to get out in the game, and I love the way he plays. I think there's so much to like about what Bryce Harper brings to the table.
Yes, there sure is. It's pretty rare that you get this opportunity, right? And not just to add like generational talents, but we always talk about the people who, oh, I absolutely hate that guy. Oh, you'd like him if he was on your team. You're absolutely right, I would, yeah. Bryce Harper's that guy. Phillies fans out there, how many hours have you dedicated to your life hating Bryce Harper? How much energy and time have you spent hating Bryce Harper? And now the opportunity to watch him just mash at Citizens Bank Park send chills down your spine. And Gabe Kapler obviously noticing and talking about all of the things that Harper does, even in a quote-unquote down year when he's struggling. There's a lot to like about what Harper's game is, let alone what they do in terms of when he's a good player. What does his at-bats look like when he's playing really well, when everything's going right? I mean, it's not just about hitting home runs with Bryce Harper. Now, I did say this. I don't know for sure if Harper's going to sign a mega deal. I think that Machado would. I wonder if Harper's thought is that he would take a shorter-term deal because of a relative down season, put together a dynamite year on a 1 or 2 year deal, and then talk about a longer-term blowout. That's, you know, there were people talking about Bryce Harper getting $500 million. There's no chance that Bryce Harper's getting $500 million. Does he still want it? His best bet would probably be to sign a shorter-term deal, try to hit 45 home runs and bat 300. And then go from there. I don't see it happening, though. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. You can also weigh in on Twitter at Joe Torti at 97.5, The Fanatic. When it comes to the Phillies, there's going to be a tremendous amount of new faces. Now, I will say this. I saw that the team is not keen on trading Hernandez, which is kind of interesting because you would think that if there was going to be a move at third base, you figure out what you're going to do with Scott Kingery. Do you want him to be the second baseman of the future? Do you want him bouncing around? Do you want him as a bench player? The other thing, of course, as we continue to talk about familiar faces, the reports out of New York from the New York Post say that the Yankees target J.A. Happ, or J. Happ as we've come to know him, which I don't know why you'd just call yourself J if there's an A, right? I've never understood that. But out of respect to the guy who wants to be called J, sure, let it rip. You're J. Happ. Getting closer to a deal with your Philadelphia Phillies. A talent evaluator from the AL East said of the Phillies' interest in the 36-year-old lefty free agent, they are bringing it. So the Phillies are going to try to buy everybody. Like, that's what people don't like. I've never understood why the Phillies tried to operate like they were a small market team when they're a major market team. They're It was part of the rebuild, I understand. They're trying to buy everyone now. Now, Patrick Corbin, you know, 6 years, that was going to be too much for him when he signed to the Nats for 6 years and $140 million. The Phillies are going to try to buy everybody. They're going to try to get in on every single other player. We've heard them in talks, by the way, varying levels of reputability with these, right? We've heard Dallas Keuchel. We've heard Madison Bumgarner, Corey Kluber. We're hearing all of these guys who, you know, whether you think that Madison Bumgarner is a frontline starter at this point in his career or not, all guys who would upgrade the Phillies rotation. We've heard them in on Manny Machado. We've heard them in on Bryce Harper. Out of nowhere, they sign Andrew McCutchen. This is a team that is for real this offseason. It's good to see, because I know that Phillies fans have been sick of watching the team just kind of sit on their hands and not do anything over the course of, you know, this last, what, 3 years, really, that the rebuild's been in the full swing. This is kind of the time when it's all coming to fruition, and it's good to see. Now, will it all work out? Does it guarantee a title? No, but it's always better when the Phillies are trying to get better. And adding a five-time All-Star in Andrew McCutchen doesn't necessarily hurt you, even though the last made team was in 2015. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. You can also weigh in on Twitter at Joe Torti at 97.5 The Fanatic. Let's talk about Andrew McCutchen for a second. The last two, for all the talk, because people do talk about the fact that he is dropped off considerably, when you're the MVP of the league, there's not a whole lot of places to go but down. So I'm not too worried about that. Here's what he's done the last 2 years. He's hit .267, .366, .455. That's his slash. Averaged 30 doubles and 24 home runs. That'll work. And he wasn't exactly playing in home run ballparks that whole time. His .820 OPS over that span is 21% higher than the league average, according to NBC Sports Philadelphia. And it's 40 points higher than Adubel Herrera's career high OPS and 70 points higher than Nick Williams last year. This is going to sound crazy because we're just used to Herrera and talking about how underrated and underappreciated he is. Even at the downside of his career, the Phillies probably just signed their top outfielder. Andrew McCutchen's probably their best guy in the outfield that'll play every day. Here's the thing. I don't think that the Andrew McCutchen signing will hinder the ability to pursue Bryce Harper or Manny Machado or any of those frontline starting pitchers or anybody else that we've been talking about. That's why I don't mind the deal even a little bit. I think it helps the team, and I don't see it crippling them any way other than just the money. There's no salary cap. You're not signing them for 10 years. Who cares? Plus, I believe strongly in when the Sixers overpaid J.J. Redick to get him to come to Philadelphia the first time, I believe in the process tax. I believe that somebody's got to be the first one to stick their toe in the water and show that it's okay for everybody else. The fact that Andrew McCutchen, as widely respected as any player in Major League Baseball, was willing to sign with the Phillies, yeah, for money, but also to sign with the Phillies, it might crack the door just a little bit or open it further on some of these other free agents who might have been lukewarm on the concept. What about this Gabe Kapler guy? Are the Phillies for real? Are they actually ready to take a step forward? I want to be a part of a winning culture and a winning organization. That's very important to me. Andrew McCutchen legitimizes the Phillies in the hot stove offseason. And I think it's an underrated part of what the signing means and what it could be for the future of the team. I don't think you can just look at this in a microscope and just think, okay, how good is this deal? I think it's a bigger, broader picture win for the Phillies. And I think that's the lens that we have to kind of view it through. 610-632-0975. So I want to get your thoughts on that. Do you like the signing? Do you not like the signing? Who's next? Obviously, the question that has been rolling over baseball fans' minds here in the city, who do you want more, Harper or Machado? Obviously, there's still the both factor that could potentially play in. And, of course, more from the Sixers as the good news from the Jimmy Butler MRI, no structural damage to that groin area. So even though he's doubtful tomorrow night, take his time, doesn't seem like he's going to have anything significant. Brett Brown called the MRI favorable and said that it did reveal nothing significant. Brown said that he expects T.J. McConnell, Landry Shamet, and Furkan Korkmaz to take up a lot of those Butler minutes. And then, of course, the Kentavious Caldwell-Pope fit. All things equal, I'd rather land Ariza. But Kentavious Caldwell-Pope is reportedly unhappy, and the Sixers could be a landing spot. This is according to the L.A. Times. That's not saying that the Sixers are the third team, but he has seen his role really step back since the Lakers signed LeBron James. So there's not a whole lot of burn for Caldwell Pope in L.A. as Josh Hart and Lonzo Ball and Ingram and all those guys who play on the perimeter have kind of been making moves and doing damage. But it'd be certainly an interesting name to keep an eye on if you're the Sixers, if you're a Sixers fan. I don't know if I would be as thrilled with the deal if it meant that Caldwell Pope was coming back versus Ariza, but I do think that moves need to be made. I think that it's important that the Sixers keep pushing to try to acquire talent, get better, load up for the playoffs, and think about the arms race that you're going to have to be in, and think about what it's going to take to beat the likes of Toronto and what they're going to have to do to go against Milwaukee to stay ahead of them. Boston hasn't been a great matchup for the Sixers traditionally. These are all things that I think it's necessary to consider, even though the big three, as it were, is working. 610-632-0975. You have wide open phone lines. Grab those while you can. And the John DeFilippo thing, by the way, a fascinating fall from grace. A guy who was in vogue as a potential head coaching candidate who could be poached by the Packers, a lot of people were thinking. But here's what Mike Zimmer said when he was talking about the firing. He said, "I always feel like if you hire a guy, you should stick with him, try to help him mature as a coach. This one, unfortunately, with the timing and situation and with the last three games still having an opportunity, I don't want the season wasted. Maybe it will, maybe it won't, but these three games are very, very critical, and we need to play good." That's his words, not mine. Zimmer said he will also take on more involvement with the offense over the final weeks of the season in hopes that getting the kind of results they need to avoid wasting the season. Given expectations heading into the season, there may be wider changes, according to Pro Football Talk. Taking a look at the Vikings' schedule, by the way, because I can't help but think, I know that it was tough this season. It really was for the Vikings. Down the stretch, they've got the Dolphins coming off of a win against the Patriots. That's probably a win for Minnesota. On the road against the Lions, where they rarely play well. And then finally wrapping up at home against the Bears, where the Bears may or may not need that game for something. I don't love the opportunity. I don't love the fact that you've got the Vikings playing against some desperate teams and also some good teams down the stretch. If you needed to play well in those games, I would think that maintaining continuity would be an essential part of that rather than trying to break in a new offensive coordinator or effectively with Kevin Stefanski, St. Joe's Prep product and University of Pennsylvania product, local ties, kind of inserting him into the offensive coordinator role when he's been blocked from interviewing elsewhere as an offensive coordinator. I just don't see the situation working out well. However, it is kind of an indictment on John DeFilippo when you look at it and you say, okay, well, you've got Kirk Cousins you paid $84 million to. You've got, of course, Adam Thielen, Stephon Diggs, Dalvin Cook, Latavius Murray. You would think that that's good enough to get the job done. But as I continually, I've mentioned in the past, we don't always look at it through the microscope that we do, say, for Carson Wentz or Nick Foles or anybody else, right? One of my buddies, who I mentioned him before, he abandoned the Jets after the butt fumble and moved down to D.C. He's now adopted Washington as his team. Saw Kirk Cousins up close. And he sent me this from Reddit, I think. Said, I'm not sure if there's a quarterback whose numbers lie more than Kirk's in NFL history. He'll have a 360-yard, 26-of-33 game and a loss, and you'll think the L isn't on him if you only saw the box score. But out of those 7 incompletions, 3 of them will be failed third downs and 2 will be missed touchdowns. When you've got all that talent and the quarterback's misfiring, you know, who knows? I didn't think Kirk Cousins was brutal this year, but down the stretch, I mean, I was casually paying attention for fantasy purposes because he was one of my 4 quarterbacks that I eventually picked up over Thanksgiving. He has not been good down the stretch. And in 2018 in the NFL, the way that your quarterback goes is the way that your offense goes. And John DeFilippo has to take some ownership of that. So the question becomes, do you want him, who struggled with Kirk Cousins, to be coming in and trying to have a hand on the offense involving Carson Wentz? Do you want to see John DeFilippo come back? The results and the answers so far tonight have been mixed. We've got another half an hour or so to hash it out. 610-632-0975. On Twitter, it's at Joe Torti and at 97.5 The Fanatic. We're taking you up until midnight. Brian McLaughlin is producing. Keep it locked right here on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Mike's on radio.
Are you kidding me?
Mike's on TV.
That'll put some lead in your pencil.
The Mike Missinelli Show. Weekdays from 2 to 5 on NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Until 6 on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez for Window Nation. This year, Santa's changing ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho. As in 000. It's Window Nation's 000 sale. Zero down payment, zero payment, and 0% interest until 2020. But that's not all. Window Nation's 000 sale is a triple deal. You also get $200 off every window, any size, any style, and with a whole house order, Window Nation will pay your heating bill until the new windows are installed. You'll save hundreds, even thousands of dollars now. And who knows how much more with energy savings and higher home value for years to come. Window Nation windows make the greatest gift, an inviting, warm, cozy, comfortable home. So visit WindowNation.com today for the 000 sale. Zero down payment, zero payments, and 0% interest for 12 months, and $200 off each window. No minimum purchase required. Plus, Window Nation will pay your heating bill until the new windows are installed. Save today, save tomorrow, save forever. Call 866-90-NATION or visit WindowNation.com. That's 866-90-NATION or shop online at WindowNation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about 1 million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
...we wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam, no more falling down your leg, added arch support...
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said,
when we donate 1 million pairs of socks, I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. 1 million pairs.
And one Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/thefanatic and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/thefanatic.
Attention, attention neighbors. I have something big to announce.
Hey, hon.
Hmm?
Is that Tim on the roof with a megaphone?
M&T Bank's Easy Choice Checking is now free from a monthly maintenance fee and free from a minimum balance requirement.
Bill, did you hear that?
Oh.
And while I'm up here, Bill, I'd appreciate it if you stopped raking your leaves into my lawn.
Bill!
Thank you.
Big news. Easy Choice Checking from M&T Bank is now even better than before. It's free from a monthly maintenance fee and free from a minimum balance requirement, leaving you, well, free from worry.
Now, does anyone have a ladder?
So if you're looking for an easy-to-manage account that can help you save on fees, look no further than Easy Choice Checking from M&T. Stop by any M&T Bank branch today or visit mtb.com/easychoice. M&T Bank. Understanding what's important.
important. Other transaction and service fees, including insufficient funds and overdraft fees, may apply to this account. Member FDIC.
Now is the perfect time to try FanDuel Sportsbook, because FanDuel Sportsbook is offering a $500 risk-free bet. That's a $500 bet completely risk-free. Not sure what to use your $500 risk-free bet on? What about the NFL, NBA, or NHL championship? Who are you taking? Right now, I like New Orleans for the NFL. You can place a $500 risk-free bet on any game or sport when you use my code Jason. FanDuel Sportsbook is available in New Jersey. You can download the app, deposit, and check out the lines from anywhere, but you'll only be able to place bets in Jersey. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to bet from anywhere in New Jersey. Sign up with the promo code Jason and make your first bet on any money line, spread, or prop. If you lose, FanDuel Sportsbook will give you a refund inside credit up to $500. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and claim your $500 risk-free bet before it's too late. Must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued as site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ for terms and conditions.
Years from now, when you're sitting together eating noodles, saying those things you always say, you won't remember saving on your engagement ring by buying it at Robbins Diamonds in tax-free Delaware or having so many rings to choose from. But I bet you'll remember how much fun you had shopping and how the wide-open self-serve cases made you feel like you owned the place. Of course, you'll have the ring, and I bet it'll still seem like it was made just for you at Robbins Delaware Diamonds, the engagement ring store.
Robbins Rocks!
Yeah!
Guys, you can achieve greater sexual performance no matter your age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is helping men with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. You'll have a more satisfying experience that will last longer. Gainswave requires no shots, no pills, and you can be spontaneous again. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979.
Recovery Centers of America is hosting a job fair in King of Prussia, December 18th. Visit recoverycentersofamerica.com/events for details. First, second, and third shifts available.
Sports Talk, Willingboro, and all of Burlington County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back, Joe Torti Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. Now, Brian, I should have asked you about this during the break. But through the limits of technology, I can only see so much of what you've written on the screen. Talking about the Phillies. So what is the gist of the question that you have? It seems like you have some concerns.
Well, this is basically, the signing of Andrew McCutchen is basically the same thing they did with Carlos Santana from last year. They signed him early, they jumped the market, they gave him a ton of money. He's a player that's declining. I'm just wondering if you have faith in Klentak at this point. That's a lot of money, 3 years, 50 mil. And I don't have a problem with Andrew McCutchen, but he's a declining player.
Well, he's definitely a declining player, I'll say that for sure. But, so there's a couple things. First, when you look at Santana, I'm actually okay with Santana and what he did, provided that you didn't have to move Rhys Hoskins to the outfield, where that weakens, first of all, his development and also you defensively. I mean, he was a total adventure out there. Andrew McCutchen is a guy who will play a good defensive outfield. He's a guy who I'm convinced is good. The money doesn't concern me because the organization has said that they're just going to come out and spend stupid money. I think that it's still a movable contract. I mean, he's had two teams, now three, since he's left Pittsburgh. There are teams that want Andrew McCutchen, and he's still performing. Now, when it comes to Santana, the reason that I didn't like it, too, in addition to the fact that he was playing first base, is because you didn't necessarily get what you signed up for. You thought you were getting walks and home runs, and you got walks. You didn't really get home runs. I think I like the deal. I'm cautiously optimistic, but I do hear the concern for, you know, Klentak making similar moves twice in a row. I'm going to forget about everything. Every possible negative thought, if he goes 1-for-2 in terms of these big fish in the free agent pond, and if he goes 2-for-2, well, I mean, you're going to see the backflips. We're going to have to start periscoping the show because that is just a full-on absolute home run, pardon the pun, in terms of what the Phillies could do hot stove-wise. So it's a worthwhile question to ask, absolutely. But I don't have concerns yet when it comes to that deal because I like the player and because I don't think the deal is going to be prohibitive. Like I said, if they could get out of that Santana deal, they can get out of anything. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. You can also catch up on Twitter at Joe Torti at 97.5 The Fanatic. To everybody who's reaching out on Twitter, just so you know, I know that typically I do call the ESPN Plus package for Penn basketball. Today, it was on the national ESPN2 broadcast with the incomparable Bob Wischusen and the tremendous Fran Fraschilla. Those are the two guys who had the call. They did a tremendous job. So all congratulations and everything like that should head in their direction. But for the Quakes, I'm sure they'll enjoy the win. Obviously, it's a big, it's unquestionably a big story is Villanova. I don't think it lost a Big Five game since 2012. So it's pretty remarkable the run that they've been on in the Big Five, and obviously seeing something like that go on at the Palestra, the cathedral of college basketball right here in Philadelphia, pretty awesome as well. I think that they'll enjoy it tonight. Now, here's a poll from the Dallas Cowboys, the Blogging the Boys site, which I tend to ignore. But as I search for John DeFilippo, 41%, which is the majority of voters in the poll, should the Cowboys pursue John DeFilippo? There are three choices. Yes, don't wait, bring him in now. No, I'm not impressed. Minnesota fired him for a reason. Maybe let's kick the tires. 41% said, no, I'm not impressed. Minnesota fired him for a reason. Let's take a look at what Minnesota has done as of late. 7 points against the Seahawks, 10 points against the Patriots, 24 points against the Packers, 20 points against the Bears. That's a tough stretch. Doesn't get a whole lot better. 24 points against the Lions, 20 points against the Saints. You'd have to go back to their game on October 21st against the New York Jets for a 30-point game when they scored 37. I mean, that's not tremendous output over the course of the last 5-6 games. So whether you think that just things are all sliding sideways in Minnesota, if it's the quarterback, whatever, the one thing that you can't argue is that John DeFilippo's been a part of a successful unit at least this year. No question, you can't get a whole lot more successful than he and the Eagles were last year. But calling the plays and calling the shots, not something to do backflips and get overly excited about, I don't think. 610-632-0975. Before we get back to the phones, I want to remind you about the Fanatic Deal of the Week. This week only, get one peak day ticket to Blue Mountain Resort, valid through the 2018-2019 season for only $40. Blue Mountain is the home of Pennsylvania's highest vertical, the most varied terrain, and some of the longest runs in PA. Check it out now at 97.5thefanatic.com. Hurry, this holiday deal is only available for purchase now through Sunday or while supplies last. I heard Devon Givens say that skiing's not his thing. He hasn't been skiing. And I found that baffling to me. Because here's the thing. You don't have to ski to go skiing. Hold on, friends. I'll feed you. Going on a ski trip is one of the most fun things that you can do, especially for like a weekend, like getaway, or even just a day trip, staycation or whatever. There's something for everybody. Like, you can learn to ski, which is always a lot of fun. If you are an accomplished skier, like my wife is an incredible skier. She's been skiing since she was like 2 years old. She's outrageous. There are challenging slopes around here, not, you know, Park City, Utah or anything like that, but there are some good slopes around here that you can aggressively go down and things like that. And then there, you know, for the moderate people like me, there are, you know, well, let's be serious. I'd go down what my wife goes down, except I don't call it skiing. What I do, what she does is ski. She like slaloms and goes back and forth. For me, there's no real turning. I will just like point my skis down and go as fast as I can down to just get the black diamond or the double black or whatever it is out of the way. Just be like, okay, I'm done. Slam on the brakes down at the bottom. Hope to not fall all the way down. You might be saying, Joe, I don't ski. None of that sounds fun. But wait a minute. There's the role that my mom's interested in. My mom's got bad knees, not interested in skiing. However, She will man the ski lodge and be next to the fire and drinking, whatever the cocktail is of choice that day. She's really good at locking down that position on the ski trip. So you might say, yeah, I don't like skiing. You don't have to ski. Just go to the lodge, hang out, get some food, chill out by the fire. You're the designated driver for the designated person to call for help, I should say, if anything goes wrong skiing. It's not a bad setup. And you have a great opportunity to do some of that at Blue Mountain Resort. Just $40. It's the Fanatic deal of the week. I've been to Blue Mountain. I love it. I would recommend it. That's where I go every time that I go skiing in this area. So there you go. Can't give it any more of a higher recommendation than that. 610-632-0975, your phone number to join the conversation. Oh, somebody checking in from Penn Nova. Eddie in South Philly's up next on the Fanatic. What's happening, Eddie?
Yo, Joe, how you doing, buddy?
Tremendous. How are you?
Good. Listen, it's funny you're talking about this ski trip thing. I went on a ski trip for about 10 years in a row. It was like a Super Bowl thing. You go for the Super Bowl weekend.
Nice.
You go ski, you go out, you leave on Friday morning, you watch the Super Bowl, and then you come home. It was like it was like 2.5 hours away or whatever. I never skied one time.
No, yeah, you don't need to ski. You just need to go. It's getting away. That's the thing.
Let's just say I consumed a lot of alcohol, but I never skied one time.
That's probably good that those didn't mix, Eddie. That's probably a great call.
But it was a blast just getting away, you know what I mean? Me and a bunch of friends. But the Penn Nova another game.
Yeah.
I'm sitting at home at the work, and I'm just like watching TV, and I see on the bottom Penn Nova, Fletcher. I said, let me go down there. Let me check it out. I'll tell you what, man. I'm so glad I did. Just the whole atmosphere, everything about it, the pageant—it's just awesome. It was a great atmosphere. It was a great game. It's the first time going up and lost a big fight game in 6 years.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah,
dominant.
Just that total dominant. And you know what? I didn't go to college. I've been my whole life. Didn't go to college, but I'm that guy. Like, I'll go to like 20 college basketball games a year because I just love college basketball. And I just love everything about it. So if you say pick one team, I don't really have one. But I'm just really glad I did because them kids from Penn, they got a pretty good squad down there, by the way.
Yeah, they're for real, man. 9-2, that's a real squad.
They are definitely for real. I think they're definitely going to win the Ivy, and they got a shot to win a game or two in the tournament. I don't know. We'll see. But it was just the experience and just to see those kids play their hearts out and beat Villanova. I said, let me just go. And I went down there, and what do you know? I got to see a classic.
Nah, you can't beat it, Eddie.
Yeah, it was great. And I heard you said you do some of the games, and they don't be proud of themselves, them Penn kids, because they played their heart. They don't do the other kids. And you know what? They took down a big day wolf, and good for them, man. And I'm just glad I was there.
Eddie, you saw something historic, man. Thanks for the phone call. Really appreciate it. Yeah, that's the cool part, right? And you hear, for example, just the level of respect that all of the coaches have for the Big Five and the history and the tradition, right? So after the loss, Jay Wright comes out on Twitter, great atmosphere at the Palestra tonight, a magical place. Congrats to Coach Donahue and Penn Basketball for an outstanding effort. Good luck this season in the Ivy League Quakers. I mean, that is, you're talking about class personified. That's Jay Wright. And it's not just Jay Wright, it's not just Steve Donahue, all the coaches in the Big Five have such a respect for the tradition of it, as well they should. I mean, it's one of the great college basketball traditions. My parents went to the University of Pittsburgh, and they talked all the time. To this day, they hate Penn State, because Penn State, in their mind, thought that they were too good to continue the rivalry game against Pittsburgh over and over and over again. And so the fact that the rivalry broke up intensified the rivalry. Now whenever Pitt plays Penn State, my family gets insane about it. Would anyone have been shocked if Villanova had done the same thing while they're like busy competing for national titles? Would anyone have been surprised if Villanova was like, hey, listen, we're competing against Duke and Kansas and Kentucky. We need to beef up our schedule. We don't want to play the big... But the tradition is so important that it's kept intact. The games are played at the Palestra and everything. It's just tremendous. You cannot beat the Big Five in college basketball. You just can't. It's, if you haven't been to a game, I could not recommend it more. Anybody, LaSalle, Temple, Nova, St. Joe's, whatever. Go down there, catch a game. It's tremendous. Coming up, more of your phone calls. Plus, one more thing before I let you go. It's Joe Torti taking you up until midnight right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Clean up your crap. Bring us your scrap. Declutter. Make some money at Armor Metal Recycling. Car parts, engines, computers, wire, peripherals, metals. We take it all. It doesn't matter if it's left over at the job or left out at the curb. If it's metals, we'll accept it. Our six-acre facility features easy tractor-trailer accessibility and two loading docks for unloading pallets, plus 70-foot truck scale, two non-ferrous scales, and magnet service. Armor Metals is one of the few local facilities that can analyze exotic metals, and we gladly accept catalytic converters. Got more than 500 pounds of non-ferrous metals? We'll load it, weigh it, pay it with our mobile service right at your location. And you can trust at Armor Metals Recycling, you'll always get paid the highest prices and the best customer service. Whether you need container, mobile service, or drop-off, Armor Metals has got you covered. Located at 8300 National Highway behind Pennsauken High School. Or at armormetalsrecycling.com. Armor Metals and Recycling, your trusted recycling partner.
Don't be left out in the cold this winter season. Xfinity Live is bringing you over 150 craft beers from over 75 breweries, all in one place to warm you up this winter. Join Victory Brewing Company, Terrapin Beer Company, Leinenkugel's, and much more at Winterfest Live on Saturday, January 12th. Come for the brews, stay for the live music, games, prizes, giveaways, and much, much more. VIP and general admission tickets are available now. Head to XfinityLive.com and get your tickets today.
Macy's one-day sale gets you ready for the holidays with over 25,000 deals of the day, in-store and online. Coats and sweaters, we've got them for him and her, 50 to 60% off. Dazzle her with a pair of True Miracle diamond earrings for just $289. Watches from Bulova, Citizen, and Seiko, 30% off. And freshen up the guest room with a reversible three-piece comforter set. Lowest price of the season, $27.99. Tuesday and Wednesday at Macy's. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards members can earn towards Star Money. Ask your store associate or visit Macy's.com/Star Money for details.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Now you can, with the world's softest pajamas by Pajamagram. Created by a team of pajama experts, the world's softest PJs are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love how heavenly they feel. Includes free gift packaging and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Hit the slopes with the Fanatics Deal of the Week. This week only, get one peak day ticket to Blue Mountain Resort for just $40. Your pass is valid weekdays, Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays during the 2018-19 season. Blue Mountain is the home of Pennsylvania's highest vertical, the most varied terrain, and some of the longest runs in PA. With 39 trails to challenge your skills so you'll never run out of thrills, and 16 lifts to get you back up top. It's the perfect gift this holiday season. Check it out now at 97.5thefanatic.com. Hurry, this deal is only available for purchase through Sunday or while supplies last.
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about 1 million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
...we wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam, no more falling down your leg, added arch support...
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said,
when we donate 1 million pairs of socks, I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. 1 million pairs.
And one Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/thefanatic and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/thefanatic.
This 15 minutes of fame is brought to you by Geico. Believe it, Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, Philly, let's be honest. We just don't recognize enough people for doing great work in their community, whether it's a neighbor, a friend, a coworker, or even a stranger. Going that extra mile for those in need can be life-changing. Geico wants to thank you and celebrate your good deeds by honoring you with 15 minutes of fame. Just send an email to geico@bbgi.com to submit your nomination. That's geico@bbgi.com. Each month, Geico and 97.5 The Fanatic will choose one person and honor them on air.
Great news! There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Geico could help you get great coverage at a great price. And it only takes 15 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Visit Geico.com today to see how much you could save.
The home of Sal Palantonio, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Final segment, Joe Torti Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. Taking up until midnight. In just about 5 minutes or so, it will be one more thing. And, of course, we're continuing to put the finishing touches on what was a pretty busy and interesting day of sports in the Philadelphia sphere of things. Just to put a bow on it, the Phillies grabbed headlines by signing Andrew McCutchen. I was talking to Brian McLaughlin, my producer, during the break, who points out the parallels to the Carlos Santana signing in terms of the timing, in terms of the player, in terms of... there are a lot of similarities between the Andrew McCutchen signing and the Santana signing. However, I do anticipate that this signing will work out better for the Phillies than the Carlos Santana signing did, even though Santana was a central part of that Segura trade, which has me very excited. I mean, we've been talking about the free agents and everything else, all of the additions. Having Segura there, I think, will make an enormous difference in the middle of the infield and also in the lineup. So it's going to be pretty awesome to watch this play out. It's exciting to be monitoring the hot stove and having the Phillies be in the mix for everybody as well. It's a good time. It's an interesting time, and I'm happy that the Phillies are relevant again. But we also talked about John DeFilippo and whether he potentially could have been a fit here in Philadelphia. Do you want to see him now that he has been fired by the Minnesota Vikings? Do you think that ship has sailed? I don't know. So they asked Jim Schwartz about it today. He said, I didn't know that. I mean, it's a bummer for me anytime coaches get let go. Yeah. How do you not know, by the way? But, yeah, it's a bummer for Jim Schwartz. He said he didn't know. They asked Mike Groh about it. He had some things to say about it, too. But, you know, pretty much same thing. You feel for him. It's part of the business. Wish him the best. And then the next question is like, hey Mike, what do you think about your job security? And he had to be looking at him like, what do you mean, well, in my job security? Why'd you ask about that right after, you know, talking about John DeFilippo? He says, we're just trying to put a great plan together and try to win one game this week. So, that's that. We touched on, of course, the potential for a three-team trade involving the Suns, the Lakers, and your Philadelphia 76ers, in which KCP, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, ends up in Philadelphia. Okay, like it, don't love it. I'd prefer to see Trevor Ariza, the guy who's also switching sides in that trade, end up in Philadelphia. If that rumor ends up being true, though, won't complain too loudly, depending on what the haul is. And that's kind of where I am with it. However, like I was talking about with Devon Gibbons, it is necessary for the team to do something. It is necessary for the team to try to take some kind of step forward, because this is ultimately going to end up being a team that's competing year in and year out for conference titles, hopefully eventually for NBA titles, and those teams are always trying to tinker, add, and bolster their lineups and their rosters. So I hope that the Sixers will ultimately take that tact and try to kick the tires on everybody that potentially could be helping them out. Okay, that brings us to one more thing, and it is news about a colleague. You've heard him on 97.5 The Fanatic a lot. You've met him at Fantasy Fest and at Fan Fest as well. You've met him in a lot of different places, and you've read his work, heard his work all over the place. Jason Stark has finally, and as far as I'm concerned, it's taken too long, he was awarded the 2019 J.G. Taylor Spink Award by the Baseball Writers Association of America for his meritorious contributions to baseball writing. He will be honored during the Hall of Fame's induction weekend in Cooperstown, New York, next July. And it's taken way too long, and the Twitter reaction has predictably been tremendous for Jason Stark. the BBWAA Spink Award winner. Everyone who's tweeting and reacting to the news is talking about how he is one of, if not the nicest person in the industry, and his body of work is deep enough for him to have won two of these awards. So he's won it again. I thought it took way too long for the second time to come back around. Wow. So I can't speak to it as well, and I would ask him if he were here. Pat Egan has, you know, stories about Jason Stark. One of the things that Pat has talked to me about when it comes to Stark is that, you know, you develop relationships, especially when you're a producer and you're reaching out to people to potentially be guests on shows, and you're trying to develop a rapport and go back and forth with them and everything else. But there's a professional detachment sometimes where you don't want to, like, impose on somebody or whatever. And it's pretty tough to get starstruck in the industry after you've been in it for a little while, because eventually you consider these people your contemporaries and your colleagues. But Pat always talked to me about how he always got a little bit starstruck by Jason Stark, and how he's the only guy that he'd reach out to and be like, hey, you know, sorry to bother you. What do you think about these prospects? What do you think about this guy? What do you think about that guy? And Jason Stark would actually get back to him and be like, yeah, this is what I think about these guys. By the way, have a great day. I'll talk to you later. Like, that's Jason Stark and who he is. A tremendous person and a very good writer as well. So congratulations to Jason Stark on winning the Spink Award. He's a giant in the industry. The writer shows very well that Jason Stark does get the honor for this year's Hall of Fame induction. So very cool. Very excited to have that be this evening's one more thing. I know that sometimes we go weird, sometimes we go funny, but when something like this happens, it calls my attention. So that's where we're going to go for the evening. So to recap, we went all around the sports world, and of course, special congratulations once again in order. We talked about this as well, to the Penn Quakers knocking off the defending champion Villanova Wildcats, who have struggled this year. It's their third loss this year. Lost to Furman, lost to Michigan. It's a team that's in rebuilding mode. However, if you take a half a second to look at Villanova's recruits and their commits for the next couple of years, they're not going to be down for very long. So don't shed too many tears for Villanova. They'll be back better than ever. Well, maybe not better than ever, but they'll be back to where we expect them to be, near the top of the college basketball world. But for now, congratulations to Steve Donahue and the Penn Quakers on a tremendous win at the Palestra tonight. Big 5 game, and looked like it was a tremendous environment, great atmosphere. I was disappointed that I didn't get to be there tonight. However, I was very excited to talk to you tonight. Thank you to everybody who called and tweeted in, all of my co-hosts for this evening. Thank you very much to Devon Givens for co-hosting with me and sharing the microphone with me for an hour. Always like talking with Devon. It's always interesting to hear his takes on all things Philly sports. We get into the national stuff. Once again, we've got to figure out some kind of way, provided that D's okay with it, to share the in-break stuff with you guys, because that's where the real gold happens. But for now, we're just confined to actual on-the-air conversations, which is just fine with me. Thank you very much to Brian McLaughlin for producing. Mentioned that he does an ace job. That's just standard issue at this point. So you've come to expect that from him, as have I. And yeah, that's going to just about wrap things up for me. Everybody have a great night. Hope that you have a great rest of your week. I'll talk to you before you know it. I will be back on the air, I think, day after tomorrow, on Thursday. That sounds about right. I will talk to you on Thursday. Until then, this has been Joe Torti with the Joe Torti Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.